Hello, everyone. Welcome to your Harry Potter Lexicon Minute. I'm Elizabeth Marsh, a contributor to the Harry Potter Lexicon website. As a fan of the world J.K. Rowling has created, I'm sure I'm not alone in wondering how it could happen in real life. Recently, I was studying the adolescent brain and was fascinated to find that when kids reach 11 to 12, their brains are essentially wiped to prepare for adult development. Ever wonder why your previously brilliant preteen has forgotten how to do literally everything? That's why. This fascinating tidbit got me thinking, what if the difference between Muggles and the magical is just a matter of brain chemistry? My theory is that during this Reformation process, those slight physiological differences of witches and wizards kick into high gear, amplifying the magical properties and allowing the brain to form neurological pathways that are specifically designed for magic. It explains a lot. Why, other than the prime factor, do students enter school at 11? Because their brains are now primed for magical neural pathways. Why can they do magic before? Because those slight physiological differences show a propensity to those pathways. Why are some witches or wizards capable of more magic earlier on? Well, have you ever been in a classroom? Some kids definitely have more talent, but some are just more mature. So, the next time you resent the fact that your letter never came, just blame your brain chemistry. And then perhaps read the series again. That's it for this Harry Potter Lexicon Minute. Want to fill your brain with even more magic from the wizarding world? Head on over to the Harry Potter Lexicon website at www.hp-lexicon.org. Don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes. Until next time, thanks for listening.